every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Tuesday on the show. You know what that means? My day off is over. What do I mean by that? Well, yesterday I only had to watch one wrestling show. It was crazy. I watched five shows this past weekend. And today I got to watch the 20 years ago on TNA Impact, which actually is December 8. I know some people have been looking on the TNA Plus app for this week's Retro Impact, and it was actually a Thursday special. So I believe it is the December 8th edition of TNA Impact that we're going to be reviewing tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show. And then NXT is tonight as well. Man, I can't wait for that. We'll give you the lineup for NXT thus far. And also tomorrow is Dynamite, Winter is Coming, which we only have three matches announced. It's very weird. There's probably going to be at least two Continental Classic matches, but nothing has been announced because these guys are wrestling so hard that I guess we're going to wait until the last minute to find out who's not hurt. So then we can tell you what matches are taking place tomorrow. So kind of seems to me that maybe we should tone things down if that's the way we have to book now to find out who's healthy and who's not. But anyway, we'll go over the Dynamite lineup that we have thus far. And then we've got a lot of news. Of course, last night was Monday Night Raw. It was the final Raw before the last match of John Cena, who's already signed a new five-year deal. We'll tell you about that. We've also got an update on the Peacock availability of PLEs and everything like that. And Dynamite ratings, World Tag League, and plenty more. Lance is going to join us here today, as always, on a Tuesday. Back in a moment to kick it off, Wrestling Observer Live.
Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select style, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. Fresh off a long weekend, huh, Lance?
Yeah, it was. Although I've got to say, the wrestling fans in El Paso, Texas, are great old-school wrestling fans, and they were fantastic three nights in a row.
Are you allowed to tell us whether or not you were the agent for that AJ Francis match?
I was not.
Mm. Who's responsible for that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, you got to find out because I want to put him over. That was the best finish. Actually, that was the second best finish of the weekend. It was my favorite finish of the weekend, but the actual best finish was that Nigel McGuinness Iron Man match where they managed to get a fall at 0 seconds. It was the most. I mean, I can't even believe how perfectly they did three falls in 90 seconds. With the last one being literally exactly at the buzzer. It was astonishing. So I've never seen a better timed finish in my life. But
as far as a fun finish.
The best finish of the weekend. My personal favorite finish was the finish of that AJ Francis match.
I don't know for sure, but if I had to guess, that probably came from Creative and Tommy Dreamer, because that has the feel of Tommy Dreamer all over it.
Well, telling me.
But again, I don't know. It could have been.
He deserves
AJ,
an award for that finish, I would say. So there you go. And you guys taped on Saturday. I guess we don't do spoilers. But if you're a fan of matches we've seen a lot over the last couple of months, have I got some shows for you? Right. I think we can safely say
that. We taped 4 weeks of television, which we'll cover five because we got a little bit extra too because we have a show on Christmas Day. So I'm assuming that'll be a partially highlights and so forth, but at least one big new match, much like we did on Thanksgiving.
So what we've heard about AMC is probably going live every 3 weeks or so. Have you got any more information? Did they tell you anything when you went down there?
I didn't get anything pinned down other than it won't be every week, but I suspect long term it'll greatly depend on if the tape shows do as well as the live shows. And if they do, then there won't be a panic to go live every week. But if the live shows do a lot better, then I would imagine that would be the direction they want to go.
Well, historically, as much as people like to think otherwise, it doesn't matter.
I mean, you need to go live enough that the fans sort of get the impression that it's a live show. And then once they sort of have that feeling that they're live shows, you can actually have quite a few of them taped and nobody even notices.
Well, that, and also, you know, everyone seems to think that spoilers make people not watch a show. But really, more often than not, when there's a spoiler and people are like, what? They actually tune in. I mean, a lot of times...
Remember when Mick Foley won the title?
Yeah, a lot of times... Well, that was because, you know, Tony Schiavone told him to go watch a show. But, you know, a lot of times, even nowadays, it's like they'll tape a SmackDown and it turns out there's going to be a title change or whatever, and then they end up getting a better number than when they did the live show. So there's this idea that's always been there that live is more exciting and more people are going to tune in when it's live, but that's never actually really panned out. So we'll see what happens.
I think having the occasional live is a real benefit because it allows you to do the occasional true surprise.
Sure.
You know, like that was where when like Dolph Ziggler debuted and when Santana debuted and we had those surprises, we had to do them on pay-per-view because those were the only live shows we had. But now you can throw a few of those out on Impact because some of the shows are going to be live on AMC starting January 15th, new time slot, 9 to 11.
Yes. Very good, Lance. All right.
Let's get the office will be happy.
I'm sure they will be. Now, what I'm not happy about is NXT. They're tonight. And so far, we've got four things announced. And this is like, we got an open challenge for Blake Monroe's NXT Women's North American title. We have Jordynne Grace versus Kalani Jordan. Hank and Tank return and Shiloh Hill debuts. So really, we have one match that we actually know. We have a mystery match and we have a return and a debut. This is coming off their last PLE, and I can't say I'm blown away by the lineup for this show here. They don't even mention, you know, the man and the woman who won Iron Survivor Challenge. I would presume they'd be on the show. I don't know why you can't just advertise that, but pretty nothing happened in lineup. And then for Winter is Coming on Wednesday, it's a good lineup, the three matches we have. Samoa Joe versus Eddie Kingston, which should be really good. We got the finals of the Women's Tag Title Tournament, so we will have new Women's Tag Team Champions tomorrow on Dynamite. Willow Nightingale and Harley Cameron versus Tony and Mina. And then we have Hangman and Swerve versus Shibata and Hobbs. And presumably, and this always, I'm just not a fan of this, we have no Continental Classic matches announced for Wednesday or this weekend or for Collision. Because I guess we have to see, well, who's healthy. Anyway, not my promotion.
Although at least as a general rule, Continental Classic matches are good and well-received. So as long as they know there's some of those on the show, I suppose it'll help a little bit.
Well, we actually don't know that.
But we presume that.
we presume that.
Continental Classic.
But like, we don't know.
If there aren't enough people healthy to even have matches.
I mean, listen, we've already got, of all people, Darby Allin out of the tournament because he got hurt. And we're 3 weeks in, and we can't even announce matches because we have to find out who's not hurt. I just think there has to be a way to tone this down a little bit so we're not constantly having to see who's hurt and who's not hurt so that we can book our show. I mean, I don't think you have to get hurt to have a great match. In fact, I know you don't because historically, you don't have to.
People have done it.
People have done it quite successfully. But, well, this is where we are right now. So we'll find out when we find out if there's going to be any Continental Classic matches. All right. Max, what's going on over there, brother?
He's mad. He wants his Continental Classic matches.
What's he upset about with this show?
I don't know. He's with his bad leg, he's been more restless than usual.
Jeez. All right. Well, we had an appearance by Mark Shapiro on the UBS Global Media and Communications Conference, and he was asked about the future availability of archived WWE content in addition to NXT Premium Live Events, which honestly, at this point, if they lose NXT Premium Live Events, I'm all right with that. I'm very upset with this company right now. But here's what he says. First off, if you've been on Peacock lately, I don't know how many of you guys go up there regularly, but not all of the content, but a lot of the content, mostly the historical content. I don't think it's the PLEs. I don't think it's the NXT shows. But a lot of the content now says 21 days remaining. So it's going to be history here soon. But he says they are working on a non-exclusive deal. Expect to have something to announce in the first quarter of 2026. The deal with Peacock to carry most WWE archive content expires at the end of the year. Regarding NXT PLEs, they haven't gone to market yet. Shapiro said there is no rush to do so, as they want to be both deliberate and thoughtful about the process. I wish they would be deliberate and thoughtful with the NXT booking. The deal with Peacock to carry NXT PLEs expires in March of 2026. So NXT PLEs will remain on Peacock at least through March. That we know. Shapiro said he is thrilled that the industrial logic of bringing two IPs and blah, 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 blah. Let's see. He is confident ESPN head Jimmy Pitaro will get the process moving fast of greenlighting various cable providers to sync with ESPN. So basically, those of you that have to pay for this ESPN, whatever the heck it's called now, not ESPN Plus, ESPN whatever, to watch the pay-per-views, if you have certain cable companies, I can't remember which ones they are, but you basically get it as part of your package. Most do not, but he's saying that they're trying to get this greenlit for most of the cable companies. ESPN Unlimited, I guess is what's called right now. So we'll talk more about this after the break. Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your whole.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, this ESPN thing. So I have it. It's on my, iPad and Apple TV and such. It's just a giant E. But it is technically ESPN Unlimited, even though the website to get ESPN Unlimited is plus.espn.com. It's the old ESPN Plus website, but it's not ESPN Plus. Anyway, the point is, right now, if you have DirecTV, Fubo TV, Hulu Plus Live TV, Spectrum, and Verizon Fios. If it sounds like somebody's working on my roof, it's because someone is working on my roof. So let Max know so they can all make noise at the same time. DirecTV, Fubo TV, Hulu Plus Live TV, Spectrum, and Verizon Fios. All of those get this ESPN Unlimited for free as part of your cable package. But if you've got, for example, what are some of the others? Comcast, does that even still exist? YouTube TV, any of these others, I mean, you don't get it. So they claim that they're working to have it made available on all of those different places. So we shall see. I would like to have it available on YouTube TV, but not happening yet. December 3rd, Dynamite. 496,000 viewers, down slightly. 0.09 in 18 to 49, down 10% from the prior week. Lowest, third lowest they've done since October 7th. There was sporting competition, et cetera, et cetera. And really not much more to say about it than that. Pretty much any show, I'm talking Dynamite, Collision, SmackDown, NXT. We don't really get TNA numbers, but you cannot compare them to anything before, like, the beginning of October. If you try to compare them to how the show was even doing in September, August, last year, it's now an unfair comparison because of the way that these new ratings are, the Big Data Plus panel. So pretty much you got to just compare it to what it was doing at the beginning of October if you want to say whether things are up or down. So that is the number. All right, an update on the World Tag League. This is pretty much the end of the World Tag League. Jeremy Finestone, speaking of strong style, you should listen to that podcast if you love Japanese professional wrestling. Jeremy knows his stuff. So, this is the wrap-up for this year's World Tag League. Bishamon will take on Zack Sabre Jr. and Ryohei Oiwa Wednesday in Nagasaki. Gabe Kidd and Yota Tsuji will face the Knockout Brothers on Friday in Kagoshima for the semifinal. And the winners of those matches will meet in the World Tag League final on Sunday. So it's either going to be, those are the four teams. So it ended up with Block A. Shoten, Yuya, and Condon Newman ended up with 8 points there. And for the A block, Kid and Tsuji, Bishamon, Evil and Don Fale, and the Shingo War Dragons all had 8 points. And we ended up with some matches over the last couple of days that have now got everything set up for the finale. So, once again, Wednesday would be late tonight, by the way. Zack Sabre Jr. and Oiwa versus Bishamon, that's tonight. And the winners of that will face the winners of Gabe Kidd and Yota Tsuji versus the Knockout Brothers. So we'll see who ends up winning the World Tag League. I'm rooting for those Knockout Brothers, but we will know soon enough. So that's the update there. John Cena's retirement match coming up on Saturday against Gunther. He did a long interview with Tom Rinaldi. He talked about a lot of things, including confirming a story I had a couple of months ago. That story where he was going to be facing AJ Styles, I think it was in, might have been one of the Saudi Arabia shows. I forget where it was. But anyway, he, without telling anybody, wrote a special John Cena-style ring announcement for AJ that he had the ring announcer read. And AJ didn't know about it. And apparently John Cena didn't clue anybody in. And for some reason, he apologized for it. I don't even know why. But he did confirm that that happened. And he also announced that he had signed a 5-year ambassador deal with WWE. He said that, I was like, please, as long as you can do it, I would like to be in this family as an employee, as a contributing part, for as long as I can. But he insists he has no plans of ever wrestling again. Physical activity 100%, and I very rarely speak in absolutes because you never know. I do know in this case. This is why I can speak in absolutes. I don't want to let the people think that I made a promise and then let them down. So he actually talked about when Stephanie overheard him rapping on an overseas tour, which saved his career, which is a true story, by the way. I'm looking forward to the second mountain of being an ambassador because maybe ambassadorship comes with letting more people know to watch this, which was my goal in the first place. Maybe mentorship to talent that I wouldn't have time to spend time with where I can sit and be like, okay, are you really, how do I get the rapping moment on the bus? Because I want that guy on TV or I want that girl on TV. I'm looking forward to that stuff. So, I don't know how to explain this because I don't want people to report this incorrectly. But this Saturday night's main event, John Cena's final match, okay, in storyline, John Cena said, I don't want this show to be all about me. I want this show to also be about giving opportunities to some of the people in NXT. So there's going to be NXT representation on the show. Okay, that's what he said in storyline on television. I can't say like 100% that what I'm about to say is true, but I think that he kind of sort of actually did book Saturday night's main event. He had, I guess influence would probably be the best way to put it, but, you know, the people on the show, you know, John Cena is very, like, he's very into trying to help the young talent, get them shots. There was a, he showed up at, I think Tyler Breeze's school, did a seminar.
Match. Yeah.
He was there. And then Bailey did a seminar, and he showed up to Bailey's seminar as well.
I think it was all one. She was doing the seminar at Flatbacks.
Are you sure it was one? I thought it was two, like 2 days in a row.
Could be.
The point is, it's particularly for the Bailey one, this guy showed up. Okay. He stayed there for 8 hours. He brought a notebook. He watched every single one of the matches. He took notes on every single one of the matches. And then when the matches were over, he pulled aside every single talent to give them personal advice from what he'd seen in their matches. He spent the entire day there doing that. He's been to NXT several times. He had X number of dates, obviously, that he fulfilled. He wanted to do another date on NXT television, but I guess his dates were fulfilled. So anyway, that's why he did that taped thing where he chose the competitors for the, whatever they called that thing, the matches on this, Iron Survivor Challenge. So, you know, that was his appearance that he wanted to do. And he did have influence on all of the matches for Saturday. So it's John Cena versus Gunther. It's Cody Rhodes versus Oba Femi. So it's the WWE champion versus the NXT champion because Oba Femi beat Ricky Starks this weekend. It's Bayley versus Sol Ruka. And it's AJ and Dragon Lee versus Javon and Leon Slater.
So TNA star Leon Slater.
This continues this bizarre story of literally every company booking Javon better than NXT. So he's in a prominent position facing the WWE Tag Team Champions on Saturday night's main event.
Because you guys never mention it, there is no Peacock in the rest of the world, so apparently it's on YouTube for everyone outside of the United States.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. So you going to watch it on YouTube? You watching John Cena's final match?
I certainly want to see how Leon does.
Who's winning, John Cena and Gunther?
I'm torn now. I was going to say Cena for sure, but I'm wondering if the I'm going to make you give up gives Cena the moral victory when he doesn't get up, give up, and Gunther has to pin him. And then because Miz is doing such a big deal with a countdown of him wanting things, I'm wondering if Miz comes out at the end to make fun of him and John Cena hits him with the AA and pins him and everybody thinks that's a win and we go home happy.
I think he's submitting Gunther with the STF.
I would not submit Gunther. I think pinning Gunther is fine. I would not submit Gunther.
Well,
and jumping ahead, I loved Gunther's promo.
Well, that's why, I mean, it's so obvious to me that that's the finish because he beat LA Knight with that cravat crossface, and he has vowed on every show that he is going to do the one thing that John Cena, that no one has ever done to John Cena, and that is make him give up.
Has he never submitted?
He's never give up, brother. I don't think he's ever submitted.
That's a saying, but has he ever had that?
I don't think he's ever submitted.
He was a heel early on as a U.S. champion.
I don't think he's ever submitted. But if he has, they're doing the Andre the Giant here. But anyway, I don't think he's giving up in his last match. I think he's going to make... Because Gunther's gimmick is that when things get tough, he gives up. He tapped out to,
Jey
Uso. And I think there was another one, too. Who else did he submit to? I think there was somebody else. But anyway, that's what I expect to happen. We'll talk about Raw after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
Ending, but I want to keep the fall fun going, so I shopped Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I saved 30% on top active brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. Then I got my kids some boots for under $22, scored 50% off Food Network baking must-haves, and earned Kohl's cash. Yeah, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Flex Styles. Offers end October 27th. Coupons do not apply to Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build In your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So Lance is right in a sense. He did tap out to Jericho, Benoit, and Kurt Angle twice. But that was before his current gimmick of never give up John Cena. Since 2004, I believe, John Cena's never submitted.
So Word Life John Cena may have submitted.
Word Life John Cena the heel gave up. But this current babyface never give up John Cena has never quit.
Actually, the Kurt Angle ones might have been Ruthless Aggression John Cena.
Could have been, yes. All right, what did you think of Raw?
It was long. I was a big fan of Gunther's promo.
Actually, though, it wasn't that long. It was the shortest one in months. It was only 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Well, I flew home yesterday, so yesterday was a complete wash for me. So I woke up this morning and realized, oh, crap, I have to watch this show before 1 p.m. So I had to try to rush through it, so I was a bit impatient.
Well, I did fast forward through a lot of entrances, and I think I got the show done in about 45 minutes. That was easy.
Yeah, but I did hit the fast forward a lot.
There were a lot of entrances here on this show and recap packages. So to open up with Gunther coming down, we talked about this. He basically did his promo vowing to make him give up. The one thing you said, actually it's very clever, he says, I'm going to do the one thing you said you would never do. So that's how they're getting around this.
Yeah, he didn't say he's never done it. He just said he won't.
Well, ever since 2004, he said, I will never give up. So I see how they're doing it. Clever. Then we had Kairi Sane and Io Sky. Fans were super into Io Sky. And they traded some cradles right out of the gate and then went to work. And it was just, it was amazing to watch this because, you know, Vince would never push foreign talent, especially if they couldn't speak English. And, you know, this Io, she barely speaks English, like legitimately. You know, Asuka pretends like she can barely speak English, but she actually speaks very good English. Io very much struggles. But man, she is so over. She's like, I mean, it really depends on the show. Like, Rhea is maybe the most over woman in WWE, but I'm not sure on this show. Probably was Io. So anyway, the crowd's just going crazy for her. And Asuka tried to interfere, and Rhea went after her, and Kairi tried to stomp, and Io yanked her off the top, hit the moonsault, pinned her. This was a great TV match, and the heat was awesome. And Rhea and Io are going after the tag team titles. Then we had Paul Heyman meeting with Braun, Bronson, and Logan backstage. Logan has been stewing for a week because Ray slapped him. And so he wants a match with him tonight. Then we had Rey Mysterio on his way to the ring for the match with Finn Balor. Logan jumped him. He starts beating him down. And suddenly the mystery hooded man hit the ring, super kicked Rey, gave him the curb stomp, and zoomed out of there. So the mystery man was on this show twice. And at this point, to try to throw people off, there are at least two people portraying the mystery man. One of them was Austin Theory at the pay-per-view. And on this show, I don't know if it was a different guy in both appearances or if one of them was Theory and one of them was somebody else, but particularly the guy at the end of the show looked like he was moving a little different. But anyway, I think the other guy is Montez Ford, but I cannot confirm that. But, yes.
Oh, I just noticed that there was some women online commenting that one of the masked men had a much nicer butt. I can't even say it.
Hmm. How about that? Well, now you can try to decide which man had the better butt, the first masked guy or the second masked guy. So LA Knight's music hits. He runs down to make the save. This sets up LA Knight and Logan Paul for the main event. And this LA Knight also. Holy smokes, was this guy over? And then he got beat down. AJ and Dragon Lee versus the War Raiders. I thought this was a very good match. And a very good title match. They did have a hilariously triple botch, which you rarely see, which was Dragon trying to lift up Eric. Actually, it was Ivar he tried to
lift. It was Ivar, yeah. It was a bigger guy.
And he slipped and fell down. So he just tries to do it again. And he slips and he falls down. But you know they say, third time's a charm. He goes for the third one. But you can just see Ivar decides, I'm going to jump as hard as I can.
I'm just bumping, brother.
But he jumps too high, and so Dragon loses his balance a third time, and then just acts like he hit the move. So crowd was polite. Got to give him that. And then at the end, AJ and Eric have a striking battle. AJ gives Ivar a top rope Frankensteiner, sending him into Eric. Eric bumps outside. Dragon dives onto Eric. AJ hits forearm on Ivar, gets the pin. Very good match. And then the New Day, who were at ringside, who are now called New G'day, you know?
Jeez.
You didn't notice that?
I did not.
It's actually clever. They're there at ringside, and they get in the ring, and they want a shot against Dragon and AJ. But who should come out but Jimmy and Jay? And they do the whole yeeting entrance. They do the whole encore. And then they announce, we are back in the tag team division.
Did they file the paperwork? Remember when you had to file paperwork?
Well, Vince is gone, so I guess you don't have to file paperwork. He keeps all that on his phone. But they are back in the tag team division, and they want to go through the New Day to get to AJ and Dragon. So I'd say it's good for now that Jay and Jimmy are back as a tag team. You know, Jay's just like failing repeatedly in that world title scene, and it's not his time. So put him back here, let him get some tag title wins or whatever, break him up, whatever you want to do, but they need something different for a while.
With Jimmy putting over that they're doing it because of all the L's Jay took, I'm assuming the split's coming sooner rather than later.
It could be. It could be. Maybe they can try it again at WrestleMania, see if they can have a better match than last time. Stephanie did a promo. I think I finally figured out what's going on here. Stephanie is in the ring for a promo, and Nikki comes out and demands a rematch. Before Stephanie can respond, Raquel comes down, yanks Nikki off the apron, lawn darts her into the post, and leaves her laying like a total geek. And then she demands a match with Stephanie. So I think what's going to happen is whenever the Stephanie-Raquel match takes place, I think Nikki is going to return, and she's going to be managing somebody that's going to screw Raquel. Because I think the idea is Nikki's going to become a manager, which I think is probably a much better role for her than in-ring wrestler at this point. Had a Judgment Day promo. Liv's like, hey, Raquel, what are you doing out there? And Raquel goes, I wanted a shot. Nikki ruined my other shot, so I had to take her out. And Liv goes, well, you didn't say anything. And Raquel says, I didn't think I needed to tell you everything. And Liv goes, well, you don't. Good luck. So it's all awkward. And Raquel leaves, and then Liv says, well, Roxanne, I'm going to be in your corner tonight. And Roxanne goes, well, that's fine, but why? And Liv goes, well, Raquel's going for the world title. That means we're going for the tag team titles. I think they're going to screw Raquel down the road here, but we shall see. Roxanne and Lyra. I thought this match was fine. I thought the finish was very overcomplicated and also just really didn't work out very well. So Liv jumps up on the apron. Roxanne rakes her eyes. Bailey takes out Liv. Roxanne takes out Bailey. Liv is laying on the apron, just laying there dead. So Roxanne shoves Lyra into the ropes. And I don't know if Liv playing dead had her eyes closed and wasn't paying attention, but she's supposed to kick Lyra, but it was like she forgot. And so Lyra's face is right there, and then Liv finally remembers and she throws her foot and she barely gets her. And then Roxanne hits Pop Rocks for the pin. I didn't like the finish. I thought their wrestling itself was all right.
A little rough on the finish, yeah.
And you know, there's a lesson in this match that I want to talk about. because when I wrestled Lance, I didn't do a lot of dives. And I was a little guy. Little guys should do dives. But the issue was, I didn't trust anybody. So the only time that I ever did dives was when we would do a multi-person match, and there was like a bunch of guys outside, like big dudes, and I would dive off the post on a high cross, and they would all catch me, and then they would all fall down. It was preposterous, okay? The idea that I could take out like five grown men the size of Sonny O'Mara is like 340 pounds. Like, I'm diving onto 1,000 pounds of humanity, and they all fall down. It's ridiculous, okay? It always got a pop. Every single time. And I was watching this match after watching, you know, that Order 4 match, for example, and all these crazy matches you see with Will Ospreay and Ricochet and all these guys doing this crazy stuff. And Neon almost killed himself in Arena Mexico this weekend. There's like some crazy thing that happens. Lyra goes up top and she hits a high cross. She just jumps and does a cross body. Easiest move you can do. And man, this place went nuts. And it wasn't the only time on the show. Somebody else did a high cross too. And it's such an easy, simple move. It's so easy to catch because you're going sideways and the person just catches you. It's not like that knee's coming at your face or their butt's coming at your face or whatever. And man, this crowd goes wild for the high cross. And I just watching this thinking, you know, at some point this week, somebody's going to do a really, really crazy dive. And they're going to put their lives in danger, or they're going to put their opponent's life in danger. And it's going to get the exact same reaction that a simple high cross will get in 2025. So I think people need to do more of those. You know what I mean?
A traditional high cross body is still one of the prettiest things you can do.
Yes.
And doing simple things excellently is better than doing complicated things okay.
Yes. So then the main event was Logan Paul and LA Knight. And this match was okay, but, you know, Logan is now having to do matches where you set it up in the afternoon. He's not at the performance center. He's not practicing and memorizing. And the matches are still fine, but you can see that, like, he's still a green worker. And LA was, like, calling this whole match. He's, like, yelling spots at him. It was like a John Cena match. And they pulled it off fine. But they end up outside at the end after Braun and Bronson got ejected. And once again, the mystery man shows up. He stomps LA Knight's head into the table, and Logan hits the frog splash, gets the pin. We have 8 minutes left of television. I'm like, what could possibly be next?
Well, they're going to beat him and beat him and beat him and beat him.
Paul comes out, and he cuts a promo about how Braun's going to win the title from Punk at the Raw one-year anniversary show. Braun then takes the mic and does another long promo, which was fine. It was not as good as last week. He vows to take out Punk. He wants the old Punk to show up, not this happy good guy Punk. He hates that guy. He wants the guy who used to be the greatest wrestler who ever laced up a pair of boots to be his opponent. And he's trying to get over the chant, Spear! 1, 2, 3! But no one's doing it. And so then they cut backstage, and L.A. is trying to get up off the backboard. And Bronson and Logan go back up. They go back there. And, man, they killed this guy for like 5 minutes. They beat him up. They beat him up. They beat him up. They beat him up. They beat him up some more. They beat up security. They beat him up. They take him onto a car. He gets the splash off some boxes onto the roof of a car. I mean, they left this guy for dead. My presumption is he's gone and then returns to cost Braun the match with CM Punk. Because I don't think Braun's winning that match. But I will say, the way they did this promo and Paul Heyman and the chant and everything, I mean, he's going to win this belt at some point. I guess the question is when. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
The This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So apparently Gunther also submitted a Dragunov in NXT. That's another one. So he is prone to quitting, this Gunther.
Wow.
Unlike John Cena, who never gives up. You know that's going to be the
finish. He submitted four times.
It's going to be the finish. It's just got to be. Right?
Nope.
So a little bit more on the mask guy. Everyone does think it's Montez, the guy that showed up on Raw. And I'll just say this, for whatever it's worth, which could be a lot or it could be a little, Paul Heyman is a really big fan of Montez. And he's a really big fan of Austin Theory as well. And whether that means that Theory, Montez, one, the other, or both end up in the Vision, that's still to be determined. So just because someone is under the mask playing the role doesn't mean they're going to be involved in the storyline and be part of the Vision. But Paul does really like both of those guys, and he thinks that they're underutilized. And so, who knows? They may end up both being in there.
In theory, yeah, it could be two masked men, not one.
Yes, it could be. It could be. But what I can tell you is this. Neither of those masked guys were Seth Rollins, in case you were wondering. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up for today, everybody. Hope you enjoyed all of the barking and roof banging. It should be done by tonight. So Lance and I will be back on Friday. And actually, Lance and I are going to be doing a live Q&A at some point here. We got to figure out the time. But I want to do something special for our platinum subscribers on YouTube. If you're a platinum subscriber, we're going to be doing at least one monthly live Q&A, whether it's Lance and I or Filthy and I or just me. But that's going to be coming up soon, so I'll let you guys know as soon as possible. So that's it. Thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.